Let's look out the window. Maybe you can see that we've put a line graph on it. If you go left to right looking at the line graph, imagine that you're moving forward in linear time. Right now, we're somewhere far on the left of the timeline. This is a diagram of feeling that I have, that you might share. It's a diagram of how I feel like I'm living in a double life. Let's start by looking at the top line, which decreases in intensity as we move forward. That line represents the dimension that I believe that we are in right now in this room. It's the dimension where we live in Berlin and everything's kind of okay. Things are a little bit weird. The spring is a little bit strange this year. We have allergies, we go shopping, we go dancing, we have friends. Things are relatively normal. We do a lot of exercise to stay calm, and we drink flat whites to get more energy, to kind of break through the white noise that feels like it's always there. It's kind of a numbing sound. We call this the flat white dimension. Now, let's look at the red line below that. If we move through linear time from left to right, you'll notice that it starts low, and as we move into the future, it grows and grows. And it's not particularly gradual. This line represents the dimension that I can only sense when I first wake up, or before I go to bed, or when I'm really sick, which is when I think of this. It's the dimension where you know that things are incredibly bad for a lot of people, and for a lot of life all over the planet. It's the dimension where you know that people you know have families who are living in war. Where the Mediterranean is filled with people who are trying to escape war but have nowhere to go. Where the economy doesn't let most people in the world live, much less live well. Where entire places are flooding and disappearing, or places that we love are burning. My sense is that as we move forward in time, this dimension, which I call the demons coming out of the sidewalk dimension, will be growing. And eventually the demons coming out of the sidewalk will cross into the flat white dimension. And at that point, I'm not sure what's going to happen. I spend a lot of time thinking about this and thinking about how useless I might be when the demons come out of the sidewalk, because everything I've been trained to do has to do with the economy. How to survive financially, how to trick the financial system, how to get groceries, how to feel like my life is worth continuing. But all of that feels really, really not useful in an emergency. I've been asking a lot of people around me if they would tell me about what they think about the moment when the lines cross, about where they are on those lines and how they're dealing with the time until the lines cross. Sometimes when you start to think specifically about the material things that you know are likely to happen, it makes your fear less abstract, and then you can begin to build some sort of scaffolding around what you need to do to be there. And so I've been asking lots of people I know to fill out surveys about this. And then I'm getting a little bit less afraid of this diagram, even though I know that it's there. You can hold on to the surveys I've collected by 30 friends from around the world. You can feel the weight and also the awkward lightness of this interdimensional life we are in. This information is so serious that I had to make a cat toy out of it. Take your time. Maybe if you want, you can sit on the bench by the window and stare at the line. Or go into the kitchen and have some water. When you're ready, I'll meet you on the balcony.